The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 15. The feeling that I want to remind you of today, or wish upon you if you haven't had it yet, I really hope you have, is the feeling that you get when you watch a really exquisitely made piece of television or film. There is something that is so nourishing about watching something that is incredibly well written, beautifully executed, but also tells a story on multiple levels. And what I mean by that is, for me, there are lots of stories which are just about themselves, as one of my friends puts it. It tells the story about the characters and it's really, really enjoyable and doesn't really elicit any deeper thoughts or feelings about something bigger than itself. And there is definitely a place for that. There is absolutely a place for that kind of television and entertainment, etc. But there are some pieces of entertainment where it tells the story on a deeper level and appeals to things that are very, I feel, kind of ancient in our consciousness. And I don't mean that in a woo-wah way. I mean that in terms of how stories culturally have always existed to teach us about ourselves and the world and to protect us and educate us and facilitate understanding and all of those different things that stories do. If you can watch an episode of a television show or a movie that tells a story that reaches you on those different levels, it is so satisfying. I felt that most recently when I was watching a show called The Leftovers, and it came out a few years ago, and a couple of my dearest friends are huge fans of the show, and over the past couple of years we've been watching it together when I've been visiting theirs, and that is a very deeply satisfying show, and there were so many episodes in that where I could feel how deeply it was nourishing me, that it was telling a story to me up on the surface level, but it was also telling my soul a story and that my soul was resonating with it. I wish I could express that better, but I really hope that you've felt that from something that somebody has created. And of course, you can feel that from books as well, but I think perhaps it's just me and, you know, my world is books, my job is books, so it's different for me, but there is something I think different in having that experience from a visual medium, because you can relax and sink into it in a different way that you relax and sink into a book. I think I need to give that a bit more thought. Anyway, that's what I hope you have experienced or that you will experience very soon. As for today's Star Trek Next Generation episode, I want to talk about Sarek, which is an amazing episode. It's in season 3, it's episode 23. It's all about when Ambassador Sarek, who is, of course, Spock's father, comes onto the Enterprise to fulfill his last mission for the Federation, which is to negotiate a treaty with, I think it's the Lagarins. I didn't look that up before I recorded. I hope I've got that right. And it's really complex. There's been a lot of work that's led up to this point. And he's one of the greatest negotiators, one of the greatest ambassadors for the Federation. It's the peak of his career and the end of his career. And yet, when he comes onto the Enterprise, there are sudden outbreaks of anger amongst the crew. And it becomes clear that he's actually very ill and he's suffering from Bendai syndrome, which for Vulcans is where they lose the ability to effectively repress their emotions. Is repress the right word? Vulcans are incredibly emotional. They just choose not to allow it to influence their behaviour. And this syndrome makes that impossible for them to do. And not only that, increases the experience of emotions, which is incredibly distressing to them. And there is an obvious allegory for Alzheimer's in this episode. This is one of those things where I think it's a good example of it's telling a story on the surface, but it is also telling a deeper story. It's so heartbreaking watching the people around him trying to protect him, trying to give him that one last successful mission before he retires. And you can see how so much of what they're doing comes from a place of love and deep respect. That Picard is a huge, you know, he effectively fanboys about meeting Sarek before he comes onto the Enterprise. And it's his journey as well of accepting that it isn't the way that he thought it was going to be, but then also he does get the opportunity to really speak to him. There's a really beautiful bit of foreshadowing when early in the episode he's like, oh, I was hoping that I would be able to get to know the man, I'd be able to share his thoughts. And of course, literally, he does that later in the episode, because it all builds up to the point where Picard mind melds with him so that he can take on the burden of experiencing all of the emotions whilst Sarek can complete the negotiations with the Lagarans with a clear mind. And I love how it builds that relationship of trust between Sarek and Picard, that they have really difficult conversations. Picard challenges him to face up to this. There are so many excellent scenes, so many beautiful examples of excellent acting, and that creation of trust in that relationship means that the mind meld makes complete sense. And I love how it continues to have an impact on Picard after this episode. There's the later episodes, is it Reunion? Redemption? Oh, it's Re something. There are several episodes that begin with Re. Oh dear, I can't. Reunification, that's it. There's the two-parter which has got Spock in it. And obviously, Picard has mind-melded with his father, and that has an impact on how he feels about things and the interactions that he has with Spock. Yeah, I love it for those aspects. I love the simplicity of the premise and how well it is done. And I enjoy seeing Picard being kind of awestruck by somebody. I was about to say the kind of the slight pain of a parasocial relationship. It's not strictly speaking a parasocial relationship, but the fact that he's kind of hero worshipped this guy and then discovers that he's incredibly ill and then has to deal with helping him to navigate that and the people around him to navigate that, and then gets to really experience a closeness and an incredible intimacy with his hero when his hero is suffering so much. I think that's really fascinating. Of course, I have to mention that scene. That scene, which is held up as one of the great examples of Patrick Stewart's acting in the show. It's during the negotiations and he's being assaulted by all of these emotions that are rapidly cycling and are extreme versions of them. I read somewhere that they did that in one take, and yeah, you can see it. It is one take, and it's so beautifully done. And I love the way that Crusher supports him through that. How she is just there, and then at the end when he really breaks down and is sobbing, and she's like, and he's saying, you know, I can't fight it. And she's like, don't even try. And it's so, so healing and so beautiful, a way to support somebody who just needs to break down and to cry. You know, there's no, oh, don't cry, or don't be so ridiculous, or calm down. She is just fully accepting of what he's experiencing and gives him a safe place to experience that. It's beautiful. So yes, I love that episode. It's one of my favourite episodes out of the entire show, actually, reflecting upon it. So that's my episode for today. I hope that you are cosy and warm wherever you are, and I will speak to you tomorrow.